Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is July 17, 2023. We are here for Unconditional Love Immersion. This is a free public event. We do two of these every month, and this is our second. And what is Unconditional Love Immersion? Well, basically what we're going to do here is, after my little intro here, we're going to have me call the directions of the mesa I'm sitting at, the floor altar. I'm going to call in a whole bunch of beautiful allies of high vibration and benevolent intent. I'm going to set up a safe, sacred container. Then I'm going to guide you all through embodied awakening, as described in my book, Instant Divine Assistance. And you're going to invite your higher self to merge with you just the right amount, so it serves highest good. And then that's when we're fully prepared. Then we will ask the allies, hey, give each of us the most profound, deep, and helpful experience of unconditional love that serves highest good. And some of us will start to feel this incredible oneness and high vibration energy that's really hard to verbalize, but you know it when you're there. Others, you know, have some stuff in the way. So some of us will have more of a cleansing or flushing experience where we'll say, oh, I can feel this heavy stuff is in the way of my experience of unconditional love. So the allies are going to take that out for me. So it'll be some combination of, you know, euphoria, bliss, or ecstasy, if you're clear enough to start getting into those levels consciously. If not, then you'll have more of a healing experience where the stuff that's in the way of unconditional love will be cleared, at least somewhat. So that's what we're here for. And 53 people on this call. I am just amazed and delighted. So I'm going to briefly thank everyone who's here live. I'm going to say all your names briefly. So many thanks for your presence to Alicia, Amanda, Anjali, Anna, Angela, Autumn, Barb, Brandy, Brian, Brittany, Carmen, Claire, Denise, Diane, Dirk, Eric, Faye, someone on an iPhone, Irene, Yvonne, Izzy, James, Jan, Jane. Let's see who else we got here. Hang on a second. I got to scroll down my list. Jeannie Lee, Casey, Kevin, Kim, Kirk, Laura, Lauren, Leslie. Then we have Martinez, Melissa, Michelle, Marcy, Natalia, Nikki, Nicole, Pat, Patricia, Paula, Phyllis, Risa, Richard, Serena, Stephanie, Teresa, and a few more folks on iPhones. And then there's Janet at the end of the list. Tina, if I didn't say it, Tina, Teresa, Stephanie, Sue Chen just came in. So thank you all. Wow. This is like one of the best turnouts we've ever had. 57 now. This may be a record for a free public event. So helpful for all of you. Nicole says, Benjamin, pink is a good color for you. It suits you. And pink equals unconditional love. I see what you did there. That was exactly my intention. I don't normally wear pink, but for this event, I do. And I agree with Izzy. Happy new moon in Cancer. We just had that earlier today. So, yay. All right. So, fortunately, those listening to this as an archive recording in the membership, and I should mention the archive recordings are just for members. So, as I'll tell you at the end, there's a way to join Awakening Plus if you like what we do here and want to get more of it. But let's just get into our process now. So here are the requests I make when you're on one of our events. Please give us your undivided attention. We all co-create this field, and there are no spectators, only participants. So if you are just fully present, acting like you're right here in the room with me and behaving in that way, then not only will you have the best experience of this process, but everyone else will benefit from the energetic space you are holding. So I do make that request. Please be fully present if you're participating live or even on the recording. If something comes up and you cannot give us your full attention anymore, it's best to drop off the call. You can come back later if you're, you know, undistracted again. But if you're here, please be present. And if you do need to drop off, just say to the allies, hey, I got to leave early. Just please ease me out of the field in a non-disruptive way. And that way my departure won't ripple the field we're in. All right. So I'm going to assume now I do have your undivided attention. That means you can safely close your eyes, for example. So I invite you now to close your eyes and just take a moment just to feel how your physical body feels. And just notice that. And then if you have awareness of your energetic body, the part of you that's prana, chi, the energy in and or around you, just have any awareness of that that you've already got. If you don't feel it, that's okay. Just feel whatever is there. Good. That's your baseline. And chances are pretty good this will change and improve as we go through the course. I may have you check in later to compare your state at that point with the comparison you're making right now. And I'm going to yawn. Yawning doesn't mean I'm tired. If I yawn, it's mostly because I'm processing heavy energy in our process. Okay. So now I'm going to call the directions. I'm going to call in our beautiful divine allies of love and light. You may not recognize all the allies I call, but I assure you every single one is of high vibration and benevolent intent. They're only here to help us in the best possible way. So as I do this, please close your eyes. Please remain passive and just feel whatever you feel. If you feel energy moving in some way, just feel what it's doing. If you cannot feel that, that's fine. Just feel your breath coming and going. You can certainly feel that. Either way, please be passive and just let things happen on their own. Pachamama Namakiya Wirakocha Inti Kwichi. I am that I am. Allies, to prepare me, I call in my own embodied awakening, unconditional love, Christ consciousness, higher vibration awareness. I ask my higher self, please take over, occupy and operate Benjamin to the greatest extent that serves highest good. We call for all of us, my partner Spirit Song's higher self. We call Ama the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us and this work. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirit of the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Mauna Loa. We call Pele. We call Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call phoenix, dragon, jaguar, panther, owl, eagle, condor, hummingbird, bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Everyone, please be fully passive. Let the allies themselves create this container. There we go. Thank you. So everyone, take a moment, see if you can feel the safe container around us. Once again, check to see how you feel energetically. See if that has shifted because of what just happened. Ready. So I saw several brand new names on the list, so I will give a full description of what we're doing here. So next up, we're going to call in embodied awakening. Each of us has a higher self, the spiritual aspect of us that created our human part. And we're about to ask it to come be with us in our human body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. You can think of your physical body like a car. Your ego is going to move over to the passenger seat and your higher self is going to drive. However, your ego is still in control here. And if for any reason your ego does not care for the divine's driving, at any instant, its desire to be back behind the wheel will put it right there. Higher self immediately steps out with no fuss and you're back to where things were. So this is safe to try. Your ego can have the wheel back anytime it likes. However, there are certain benefits you get when the higher self drives, and they include you'll experience more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you are responsible for, you'll do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much, you'll know what to do better through intuition, and there will be more full body euphoria. So if that sounds good, let's try it on, shall we? So once last time, feel the sensation of your body and your energy field. Let's tune into that one last time to get your baseline now. And now we're going to say words to the higher self to invite it in. So I invite you to repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must, starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go and become completely passive. You may already be feeling energy coming in through your crown chakra at the top of your head. And if you feel that energy coming in, just let it come in. Be passive and allow that. If you don't feel that, just feel your breath come and go, either way. Whatever you're attending to, whether it's breath, awareness, or feeling energy inside you, here's what you're going to get the best result from. Please do not do any of the following in this invocation process. Please, no effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen, no stopping anything from happening, no deliberate visualizing or imagining. Bottom line, you are just passive and letting it run itself. If at any point you're distracted, that means your attention is anywhere other than feeling energy or breath. And you notice that, just say, oh, I return my attention to feeling energy or breath. Do that gently. And if the distractions are still there in the background, fine, let them be there. Don't fight them. Don't try to change them. Any attention to them just makes them stronger. So let them be there, but put your attention on feeling energy if you can feel it. Otherwise, feel breath. And the final nuance, if you wish, is to experience how little effort is needed even to feel energy or breath. So let's start by, for a moment, dropping to no effort at all. Whatever happens is fine. But for a moment, just chill down to zero effort, do nothing at all, just exist for a moment, starting now. And based on what I'm feeling, a lot of you went right into embodied awakening the moment you went to no effort. How do you know when you're in embodied awakening? All the following is true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Again, if you can check all these boxes, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, effortless, you're in embodied awakening. Well done. If so, just feel the experience of that. Even if you just got partway there, we'll celebrate baby steps too. Any movement in that direction is great. If you're in embodied awakening, just hang out. Your presence there helps everybody else, whether you're live or on the recording. We'll leave just a moment longer for anyone to catch up and get into embodied awakening. Being in embodied awakening is not required to do the rest of this. It just makes it easier. Again, zero effort or the least effort that lets you be aware of energy or breath is what you're looking for. Any effort beyond that will slow things down. It's getting really sweet. Y'all are holding a really high vibrational space. Thank you. Special acknowledgement to all of our regulars who are here, helping hold a core beautiful space for the rest of us. They might be live, they might be on the recording, but they're totally helping either way. Okay, so take a moment, check in again. How does the body feel? How does the energy in and around you feel? Just note the feeling of it and see if it's any different. I'm feeling a lot more energetic myself. I actually feel more like energy than solid matter now, which is a pretty common effect of our work. That just lets you know you're awake enough now to realize the truth. I am a being of energy. Like Yoda said, luminous beings are we, not this crude matter. So when you can feel the luminosity, that's a nice step toward a more conscious awakening experience. All right, that's a great feel. We're good. So now we're going to get into the actual unconditional love immersion. I mentioned the criteria a moment ago, but we're up to 64 people on the call now. So a lot of people didn't hear that. So I'm going to repeat that. So in a moment, we're going to ask the allies to give each of us the maximum experience of unconditional love that serves highest good. Your actual experience of this could be a number of things. If you are already clear enough, awakened enough to have a conscious experience of unconditional love, you may experience really exalted, subtle, high vibration kind of energy. It may feel really nice. If you are not quite that awake, the allies may say, well, we'd love to give you unconditional love, but you've got some stuff in the way. There's some heavy, thick, crusty energy that is blocking your experience of unconditional love. And in that case, your main experience may be a sense of heavy energy being stirred up and flushed out. That may not be fun. It may be a little challenging to feel that stuff. And some people may get a combo. They may feel some of the heavy stuff, some of the light stuff all mixed together, you know, whatever it is. I'm going to invite you to hold no preference around that. Don't be attached to getting a nice, blissful experience today, which may or may not happen, but be open to whatever experience serves your highest good. Like when I go into ayahuasca ceremony, I never know if I'm going to just go into complete ecstasy or if I'm going to spend hours just getting a whole bunch of really challenging feelings and sensations stirred up because I need to get them cleared. I've learned to go in without preference to whether it's blissful or challenging. And I invite you to, if you can, hold a similar state. Just be open to whatever it is. I promise you, these allies only have your highest good in mind. And if they're giving you a little more challenging experience, it's only because that is what serves your highest good. Once that junk is out of the way, you will be able to feel more unconditional love and your whole vibration will shift upward to a deeper, more, you know, that more stable awakening at a higher level. I hope that was clear. So let's do it. In a minute, we're going to invoke that. I'm going to lead you in it. I'll invite you to say it out loud if you can, silently if you must. Here we go. Repeat after me. Higher self, beautiful divine allies, please give me the optimal experience of unconditional love that serves highest good, whether that's blissful euphoria or heavy energy cleanup or whatever serves my highest good. Thank you. This or something better. Yeah, that's all the words. Let them go. Now you've got a very simple task. Be completely passive. Same deal as with that first invocation we did. Just relax. Let everything run itself from your human perspective. It's all on autopilot now. The less you actively do, the better this is going to work. There is no human on the planet that can lift themselves into unconditional love. Humans don't do that. They receive that from the higher vibrational beings. You've now requested it, and I invite you now just to relax into whatever your process is at any given moment, whether that's euphoric, whether it's challenging. I will promise you, you are not going to get overwhelmed. Each of us is getting very focused individual attention from these beautiful divine helpers, whether you're live or on the recording afterward. And they are not going to give you more than you can do. It may be intense. It will absolutely not be too much. So relax, and we'll just go with it. From here forward, I will narrate as guided. There may be patches of silence for several minutes. Know that I'm still with you if I'm not yammering. And I may talk a lot. I have no idea. I just am now, you know, basically the mouthpiece of our divine helpers. So the energy just got noticeably sweeter. A very new, beautiful frequency came in. So if you felt that shift, just relax into it. Again, your passivity, let it do itself. Your job is to simply feel whatever is happening. The more you're focused on somatic experience, just the way it feels in the body, the better you're going to get benefit from this process. Just feel whatever's happening. Let it be exactly what it is. Don't try to change it. I'm feeling quite a bit of heavy energy flushing out hands and feet, so a lot of us are getting cleanup. If that's you, just let it run. My body has started to shake and tremble a little bit. If any of the following happens to you, just allow it. This would include any physical shaking, vibrating, or trembling. If you cry, if you make sound, if you want to get up and stomp your feet or flail your arms or move your body in a certain way, any of that that spontaneously wants to happen, I encourage you to allow that if at all possible. You could also just be still and silent. Don't be a drama queen for the hell of it, but let happen whatever naturally wants to happen so your body can move energy through it and release it. Ooh, that's a nice frequency right there. You felt that shift? That's pretty blissful for me anyway. What I experience when I lead a call like this is the overall experience of what everyone's getting live and on the recording. So if your experience is not what I'm describing, please do not use any effort to match my description. Please just relax into whatever is already happening for you. There's lots of customized, unique experiences that happen on our calls. Just be with whatever is happening for you, please. Your ego could not hope to manage this process better than these beautiful divine beings are already managing it for you. The allies want me to sing a song to kind of get that love vibration going. So I'm going to get that set up. Okay, the music is not a performance. This is energy to support your process. So continue to put your primary attention on what you're feeling in your body and sort of let the music be there in the background to support you. In this moment, in this place, I remember who I am, letting fear and worry fall away from me. I open my eyes and see there is my mind.
I can hear Spirit gently say, there is only love, there is only love, love that heals, love that sets me free. My divine self sees all my pain that must be healed, and as it turns that darkness to light, my divinity is revealed. There is only love, there is only love, love that heals, love that sets me free. There is
All right, just notice how you're feeling. How does the physical body and energy body feel? Having noted that, just return to passive awareness. If you feel energy in your body, just feel it passively. If you don't feel that, just feel your breath come and go on its own, however it wants to, no breath control. Just allowing the breath to do whatever it wishes. But if you can feel energy, make that your focus. I have no idea if they'll call for any more music. Don't get attached to that. Just put your attention in your own energetic process. I'm in a pretty noticeable altered state compared to when we started. So that's normal and wonderful if it's happening. If not, just be with whatever is for you. Some people are very able to feel subtle shifts of energy. Other people can feel nothing at all. Even if you're just noticing, I'm a little more calm, a little more relaxed, a little more peaceful, that is perception of the divine energy. So even if that's all you're getting, then you're still getting some awareness. Just be with whatever's true for you. I'm feeling a lot of heavy energy flushing through to be cleared. I'm grateful that it's going through. Yeah, the energetic awareness just ramped up more. Yeah, I'm very much feeling like more of a being of energy than a being of solid matter now. Perceiving yourself as a being of flesh or matter is actually the illusion. Perceiving yourself and everything around you as energy is more like the real underlying reality. A lot of us have it backwards. We think, oh, this 3D world of solid matter is reality. And in fact, once you awaken to a significant degree, you realize, wow, that whole physical 3D thing is the deepest illusion of them all. The first spiritual teacher I followed said, we have it backwards. We died to come here. When you really know what you are, you begin awakening out of the 3D illusion. Not to escape it, because as long as you have an incarnate body here, it's important to be functional and conscious here. But you want to awaken so you can do your 3D work more effectively, more powerfully, more joyfully, with more love. It's a both and. You're not escaping from 3D, you're serving better within it. And then you start getting into paradox. It's simultaneously true that you're functioning and conscious within 3D. And you can at the very same time be aware of a part of you that's totally beyond 3D. You're just a pure being of ecstatic energy. And that's true. And the earthly 3D part of you is also true. And they're both true at the same time. And there's no problem. Once you start awakening, paradox becomes just normal reality. And it all works just fine. Perceiving some of us are into that level of unconditional love. And when you get into this, when I first got open to this level, it was a little challenging for my ego. Because when you're really awake at unconditional love, you embrace and accept absolutely everything. Unconditional really means that, no conditions. You are holding space equally for light and dark, good and evil, all of it. It is a level totally beyond human morality and human ideas. This is a level of divinity that just loves everything across the board exactly as it is. There's no judgment. There's just complete acceptance. And again, back to the paradox idea. I can be conscious at this level of completely accepting everything. Again, light, dark, good, evil, doesn't matter. And at the same time, my human part is absolutely and totally allied with the energy of love and light and will only work on behalf of, you know, love and light, high vibration, benevolent intent. At the same time as that deeper part of me is totally embracing all of it, light and dark. You know, if you're not awake to that deeper level, that paradox might seem irreconcilable. Once you wake up enough, it's just no big deal. They can totally both be there, the human perspective and the higher divine perspective coexisting at the same time. And if that sounds nonsensical, I urge you to stay on your awakening path and until you get to that point where you can also hold both those things comfortably at the same time. Unconditional love is not heart-centered love. Heart-centered love is, you know, very emotional. It's very touchy-feely. You know, it's that more of a romantic kind of love vibe. This is a whole magnitude of order of love different. There's no heart-centered to it. There's no attachment to it. There's no needing anything. You just are complete, absolute acceptance of everything, without preference, at that highest unconditional love level, at least that I've been to. There's a subtle shift in the field. There's no words for it, but if you're noticing it, just relax into whatever the shift is for you. A lot of people get customized experiences. I haven't mentioned this already. So if what I'm describing is not what you are experiencing, please do not try to change your experience to match my words. Instead, just relax into whatever is already happening for you. The divine allies are giving you exactly the experience that serves highest good, even if it's totally different than what I am narrating. So go with your flow. Yeah, it's getting pretty subtle. So for those who are ready, there's some pretty deep immersion into the unconditional love levels right now. You, again, are having whatever experience serves highest good, however ecstatic or however dense and thick it may be for you. Just be with what is. Because what you're experiencing right now is the highest good experience that the allies are choosing to give you. Okay, the Alas have another song. This one is an ayahuasca ceremony chant. I believe it's in Quechua, so you probably won't know the words, but it doesn't matter. Just let the energy of it serve whatever function it can for you.
Cielo, cielo, ayahuasca, flor si tangi oloroso, cielo, cielo, flor si tangi oloroso, altai ni to tronquoi si to shungoi shungoi ari. Altai ni to tronquoi si to shungoi shungoi ariri. Cielo, cielo, ayahuasca, flor si tangi oloroso, cielo, cielo, ayahuasca, flor si tangi oloroso, altai ni to tronquoi si to shungoi shungoi ariri, altai ni to tronquoi si to shungoi shungoi ariri. Cielo, cielo, ayahuasca, por si tangi oloroso, cielo, cielo, flor si tangi oloroso, altai ni to tronquoi si to shungoi shungoi ariri, altai ni to tronquoi si to shungoi shungoi ariri.
Note how much you feel like energy and how much like flesh. Just note your vibrational experience. I'm at the highest vibration so far during this call. Feeling a lot of energy in my crown chakra at the top of my head. And some kind of transformation is going on. So if you're feeling that too, just relax and receive this beautiful upgrade. If your experience is different, just go with whatever's happening for you. And now I'm beginning to gain more awareness of my physical body. That may be happening for you as well. So it feels like they're bringing us gradually back into physical form. And they're bringing in as much of this higher vibration frequency as serves highest good. We're each getting as much as we're ready for. Exactly the right amount. And if you remain passive, you'll notice you're a lot more in your body now, but the body feels really different than when we started. Your whole physical body may feel a lot more like energy now than solid matter. Which is letting you know that you're a lot more awake, because it's only when you're awake enough that you can perceive reality as subtle vibration and not just solid, dense matter. Yeah, I'm fully in the body now, so see if you feel like you've been reintegrated. And just note, is there any more of that consciousness I was describing where you're just okay with everything exactly as it is? Are you holding any more unconditional love now than before we started? And to be clear, it is paradoxical. There can be a more deeply awakened part of you that completely embraces and accepts everything exactly as it is, good or bad, evil or light, whatever. And at the same time, your human self can be, for example, totally dedicated to the path of love and light. The paradox can comfortably exist if you're awake enough. We'll leave just a moment longer for integration and then we'll close this, the mesa. If the whole paradox thing doesn't make sense to you, that's okay. My belief is that when you get to a certain level of awakening, you'll totally get it. Because I certainly would have not gotten it until I got to the level myself. I can say I've had enough experience of unconditional love to get it as far as I've described, but my belief is that no matter what level you're at, there's always a deeper level of it you haven't got to yet. So always be open to a deeper, more rich, more enlightening experience of anything that you're involved with. What's the biggest room in the world? Room for improvement. So I'm getting a lot of really sweet, subtle head buzz right now. See if that's true for you as well. Wow, that's so nice. Thank all of you for collectively holding this beautiful space. We're all co-creating it together. Take one more moment to feel this ecstatic vibration, or have whatever your experience is. Okay. We're going to close the mesa. Just remain passive while I do this and feel whatever your experience is of the energies. Achamahama Mamakiya Wirakocha Inti Kwichi. Beautiful divine allies, thanks so much for this beautiful experience. Before we close the container, let's spread this good energy around. So allies, please flow this beautiful vibration out to every being on earth whom it will benefit to the greatest extent that serves highest good. So we humans just need to relax and do nothing through effort. Just, you may feel energy flowing out through you. So just feel what's happening on its own. Thank you, allies, for sharing this beautiful energy with all beings on earth whom it will serve. Now please expand the sharing to all beings in the universe who will benefit from this energy. Thank you, allies. Once again, we humans just stay completely passive and feel whatever you feel, be aware of whatever you notice. Leave just a moment longer. This is really subtle and really powerful. When we share the energy like this, we actually get more of it. The sharing is done from the universe's infinite supply. And the fact that we're sharing it for highest good means we get a little bit more than we had to start with. Everybody wins. Humans are accustomed to a zero-sum game. This is an infinite-sum game. Wow. Alrighty, thank you, allies. As we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Please remain with anyone who's been a part of this event, live or on the recording, for as long as it serves that person's highest good, allies. Thank you. Beautiful divine allies. Where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate, and to whom? Thank you. Okay. That's formal closing. It's 1 minute after nine. If you're not already a member of Awakening Plus, I encourage you to check it out. It's at awakeningplus.com, awakeningplus.com. All sorts of wonderful support for your healing, for your awakening. If you want to be of service to the Great Global Awakening, we do that too. You know, there's two free events every month, but there's, you know, about a dozen events for members only every month. So check it out. And all the courses and other support we have for you. And now we're going to open it up for feedback questions. So again, if you got to go, feel free to go and log off if you must. Let me get a setup for sharing. Hang on. Okay, unmuting is now available. So anyone on the live call can now just, yeah, Patricia, hi.
Hi. Oh my goodness. That was so, so profound. That was so awesome. I've been having a lot of trouble in the last month or so, just being really dizzy and not grounded. And it just really felt like everything came together with this. Oh. Thank you so much.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks for being here. Yeah. I'm glad you had a good experience, Patricia. Thanks for being here.
I always have a good experience with you guys, but it's like I finally have energy again. Yay!
Good, 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 good. All right. Thank you. I'm going to try to catch up with the chat. A lot of people are typing. Faye said, thank you, Benjamin, and everyone. Jeannie Lee said, thank you. Nikki says, gentle pulsing healing energy throughout my body. Wonderful. Thank you all. Claire says, thank you. Wow. Teresa says, thank you. Autumn says, that was amazing. Thank you, everyone. Brandy says, beautiful, powerful event. Thank you. Kevin says, I was really into it, but got nauseous, dizzy, and overheated. I did not want to leave, though. Good call, Kevin. When you're being challenged in a process like this, it is better to stay, because then they can work that through. Getting symptoms like that just means they're clearing out some heavy stuff. And like I said, it can be unpleasant while it's happening. I'd be really interested to know, Kevin, how you feel now. So if you can type again and let me know your current state, would love to know what the actual experience is right now. Anna says, thank you. That was very beautiful. Diane said, as Rumi says, out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. This felt like that field, like I was that field. Yay. Very deep, peaceful, and blissful experience. And I was totally tickled by that Yoda impression. Thank you for this beautiful experience. All right. Yeah, that Rumi poem is exactly, I think, talking about that unconditional love field. Yeah. Autumn says, I feel refreshed, like I had a full night's sleep, but I stayed awake the whole time. Izzy, wow, a lot of feedback, says, thank you, Benjamin, and everyone here. Beautiful energy for this new moon. Love and light to all. Barb says, thank you. Wonderful. I need to go. I appreciate you and everyone here. Much love to all. Tina says, thank you as always. Alicia says, thank you, thank you, thank you. Jan says, thank you. I enjoyed this session also. Kevin says, I'm coming out of it tired and still a little nauseous. That will clear. Just, you know, stay with your awareness. Autumn says, I second that about Yoda. And Yvonne says, una muy bonita experiencia. Felt this very strong energy all over my body in fire and a very strong pressure on my heads, my hands on fire. Thank you so much. Yeah, that's that holy fire. I feel that a lot when I do process too. Yeah, it just burns out the heavy energy that doesn't serve you. Brian says, thank you, Benjamin, and to all, big breakthrough. Never felt my energy body as high of a vibration. Immense blessings, everyone. And Brian is almost on every call we do. So for him to say it's his best one yet is a statement. Anna says, I appreciate the wonderful healing offerings and will look up the Awakening Course, Eternal Blessings and Gratitude. Once again, that's awakeningplus.com, awakeningplus.com, if you want to check out the membership and you're not there yet. Again, members will get this event and most of our other events as archive recordings. We're past 575 of them now. They are only available to members. And if you want to try it, it's just $1 to try it for 30 days. And after that, it's $19 or $9 a month, depending on what you choose. Patricia says, Awakening Plus is awesome. She should know. She's been a member for years. Thanks, Patricia, for the plug. And Yoda says, For your praise, am I grateful? All right. Does anyone have anything they'd like to? I've been chatting up the chat, but if anyone, oh, Kirk, hi.
Hi, Benjamin. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're good.
Oh, great, great. Interesting experience I had. A part of it was that a massive energy came from Mother Earth through my body up onto my throat.
Mm.
It was really massive, and it was not light. It was more dark, mm-hmm. I would say. But it was very powerful. And when it came to my throat, it stopped as if it was strangled over there.
Mm.
And so it couldn't move through.
Okay.
Later, it happened again. And then a little bit of the energy moved from the back of my neck outside and went to the front of my head and went into my eyes.
Hmm.
Lots of energy moved into it. And I felt this very physical. It was as if my... No, it wasn't as if my head was exploding, but it was extremely physical and massive. But so that's something I found extremely interesting. But what I am would like to have is your comment on what was happening at my throat, because there's still the blockage, I would say.
All right. So first off, do you right now feel better or worse than when you started the event?
I feel better.
Okay, good. Yeah, you said it was heavy, so I wanted to double check to make sure.
Yeah.
You know, what I try to do is set up a container where only love and light energy can come in to help people. What they're telling me about your experience is the heaviness was not the heaviness of the earth energy. It was alerting you to the heaviness that was already there. So okay. They were making you more conscious of the heavy energy you were already carrying. We all carry heavy energy, me too. You know, it's just a matter of degree, relative degree for each of us. It got stuck at your throat because you had a blockage there, and they had to kind of give it a second run to break through that and get up into your head with more healing energy there. So, you know, like the one person who had all the discomfort who mentioned in the chat, you know, like I said at the beginning, if you need a lot of cleanup to get to unconditional love, then their main job today has been to, you know, stir up and help clear away the heavy things that are in the way of unconditional love. There's another Rumi quote. I may be paraphrasing it, but he says, seek not love, seek to remove the obstacles to love. And what they do in an event like this is whatever we're striving for in the event, they will remove the obstacles to that the best they can. Now, they'll never do more than you can do. They'll never overwhelm you. But it sounded to me like they were giving you some significant chakra cleanup. Does that resonate at all as your actual experience?
I think so. I found it beautiful that this massive energy went up. The only thing that was troubling me was that it was stopping at the throat.
Yeah, but it sounds like it eventually did get past there, right?
Yeah, but outside with the throat. Meaning that the blockage is still there.
Okay. Well, they did what they could.
Yeah.
Again, they're not allowed to overwhelm. So if there was more than they could clear in one event and it would have overwhelmed to take it out, then they could get started on it. But if you continue, like, you know, are you a member of Awakening Plus, Kirk?
No.
Yeah, even if you don't remember, if you just do the healing invocation, if you just say maximum healing that serves highest good, please, and then just hold awareness there in the throat, then your higher self will keep working that area and can eventually clear it open for you. So you can just on your own do that simple healing invocation process, and that may help to clear it in time. Okay. And they'll work it as fast as they can without taking you past your limit.
Great. Thank you.
And my book, Instant Divine Assistance, has complete instructions on the healing invocation and its variations and all the other invocations that I use if you want a very complete guide to that process. It's like a $4 ebook on Amazon. So feel free to check that out if you want.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Kirk. Thanks so much for being here. I really appreciate you being here and sharing your experience.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks. All right, looks like we got some other feedback in the chat while I was chatting with Kirk. Let's see. Lauren says, thank you. It was my first time. I also felt my hands on fire and I got a little overheated. Risa gave us a bunch of beautiful hearts. Autumn says, I got overheated too. That's fairly common for me in any kind of meditation, but it was more intense with this. Risa says, sweet night wishes. So happy to be here with you. Me too, Risa. She's been a member for years. Sheena says, during the second song, I felt quite overwhelmed by a sense of the pain of children who have been treated badly in orphanages and sometimes just taken from their parents. Yeah, that was probably a more unique experience for Sheena. And we're all given the experiences we need. So thank you, Sheena, for sharing that. When you feel pain, or again, the allies are telling me, Sheena, one of your jobs here in this incarnation is to feel the pain of others sometimes and clear it on their behalf. So basically, you are serving those orphans by feeling a little of their pain, allowing it to transmute through your body and clear through. And that way, that's a little less pain that they have to process for themselves because they can't do it. So you and others who are willing and able to be the processor of heavy energy for others are given that as appropriate. What's really critical, if you get that kind of assignment to be a heavy energy processor, be sure to let them do it for you and don't hang on to it. It doesn't serve anyone for you to hang on to that uncomfortable energy after the process is over. So let them just flush it all the way through. And again, the what people are calling overheating, when I get that, it's just it can feel so hot in my body, and it has nothing to do with the room temperature. But they'll light holy fire inside you, and the holy fire burns out heavy energy, and it can feel really hot, and you can sweat and have all kinds of physical experiences. But you know, it's just there to clean you up in a good way. And Sheena, after I replied to her comment, says, thank you for that explanation, as I do receive heavy energy at times. Yeah, me too. That started happening years ago in ayahuasca ceremonies. The most graphic experience of that ever was I'm in the ceremony. I've done a few ceremonies where I've processed heavy energies for others in the room. And in my vision, what I'm seeing is a dump truck backing up toward me going beep, 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 beep. And the bed is down and it starts raising the bed. And as it starts coming into line of sight, I say, oh my God, there's a whole bunch of hoochie in there, heavy energy other people have dumped. And it's like a big old pile of nasty, stinking garbage. And in the vision, it just dumps all over me. I'm just buried in this heavy energy from everybody else. And it's clearly my job to process it. And ayahuasca had already showed me how. So I just relaxed and it all processed through my belly. I had like this cosmic furnace burning in there. And in less than half an hour, I was all processed through. Every bit of that stuff had gone through me. So I guess the medicine has a sense of humor sometimes, but she gave me that dump truck image and gave me the necessity to process all that stuff. So now as a shaman, I routinely process heavy energy as it's given to me. I don't like seek it out, but if it's appropriate and helpful for me to receive a certain amount of heavy energy from a person or a group process, it'll come right through and it'll process and it just runs itself really. I don't have to do a thing except allow it. Yvonne says, can we have visual? I do not understand what you're asking, Yvonne. Could you rephrase that so I can understand what you're asking? Serena says, I've had that kind of experience. A lot of us are here as heavy energy processors. So again, Yvonne, if you could rephrase your question so I can have a non-ambiguous understanding of it, I'd really appreciate that. Sheena says, thank you, Benjamin, guides, and everyone for holding space and doing this wonderful work. Bless you all. And Yvonne is not typing anymore, but I'm going to speculate as to what she meant. Can we have visuals? If you're asking, can you see things happening with your inner sight? Absolutely. If you have inner sight, you can see things that are going on. So if that was the meaning of your question, then that's my answer. All right. Anyone else have a question or comment or anything at all? Adam says, do you have a list of your guides anywhere? I believe inside the membership. I put that course up a while ago. It's called Your Divine Allies, How to Work with Them Better or something along those lines. And I believe I might have a list, or at least I talk about them there. In any event, I've named them every time I do an event. So if you were just to jot them down or record them, that would be my thing. And it changes. Like, I recently added Saraswati. So it's pretty stable, but I occasionally, you know, delete or add allies as inspiration guides me. Yvonne says, yes, thank you. I guess I understood her question. Richard says, my first live event with you, feeling lots of energy movement, looking forward to Wednesday. Cool. Thanks for being here, Richard. And Autumn said, thank you. Again, this is the last free public event of the month. Again, there's only two per month. So if you're not a member, then you would need to join Awakening Plus to get in on the other events. So I give a couple of freebies to give, let people sample it, but the vast majority of the calls are members only. All right. Anyone else have a question or comment? Kevin says, thank you. So did Autumn. Ooh, the energy is just all of a sudden. Did you all feel that shift just then? The frequency went a lot sweeter. The allies, you know, we dismiss them, but they always hang around and they always keep supporting us as long as we're on the call. So they're really nice about hanging around after the formal closure. Yvonne put a beautiful heart in there. Thank you, Yvonne. Okay, unless someone jumps in real quickly with a question or comment, we will wrap it up. So last call for any kind of feedback or questions. Autumn says, is there anything you recommend to help integrate after? Yep, what I would do is just say to the allies, maximum integration that serves highest good, please. That would be a custom invocation. The custom invocation format is maximum fill in the blank that serves highest good, please. Ask for what you want. So again, maximum integration that serves highest good, please. Then just become completely passive and let the energy do its thing. That's what I'd recommend for integration. And, you know, practically just be quiet, minimum stimulus, maybe drink some water, just real quiet, real still, allowing your process to run however it wants to would be good advice too. Okay, I think we're done. So this has been a huge turnout. So grateful for all of you. Sue Chen just says, very grateful for the experience. Thank you. That's the first time I remember seeing your name, Sue Chen. I really appreciate you trying us out. Grateful to all of you for your presence. We all co-created a beautiful experience tonight. Couldn't have done it without you. So big thanks to everybody. And we'll call it good for now. All right. Goodbye, everyone, for now. Many blessings to you all.